Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing a subject still called Prayer, Your Foundation to Success or for Success, and we're doing part 15 from the 17-part series, and today's topic is A Deeper Prayer Life. Following are the guidelines that will develop a deeper prayer life, which gives you more accurate results. Part A, when you operate out of your spirit and not out of your mind, your prayer life will become more accurate. Part B, open your spiritual ears to hear the voice of God. Train yourself not to make a move without listening to the Spirit of God. He is the intercessor. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Point C, if you are never accurate in your prayers, you will never know results. Point D, the key to accurate prayer is Jesus speaking. John chapter 16, verses 23 to 27, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. You cross-circuit or short-circuit the system when you make requests to Jesus and not to the Father in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, pray this way in Luke chapter 11, verse 2, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Point E, believe that you receive when you pray. According to Mark chapter 11, verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And Mark 24, Amplified Version, for this reason I am telling you, whatever you ask in prayer, trust and be confident that it is granted to you, and I will give it to you. Start your prayer with the answer, not the problem. Be specific. This is a point very interesting too. A lot of people keep on praying over and over the problem. God knows the problem. He wants to hear the answer so he can act on the answer on our behalf. Start with the answer when you've got a problem and you're going into prayer. Use the word of God, which is the answer, his will. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Believe that you receive when you have prayed. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. God said that he would watch over his word to perform it. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Be fully persuaded that God will perform his word, according to Romans chapter 4, verse 21. The next point, forgive. F. Your faith will not work accurately in an unforgiving heart. We see this in Mark chapter 11, verses 24 to 25. Your prayers will not work effectively with sin in your life. The promises of God are not without conditions. Confess your unforgiveness, and he is faithful to forgive us. 1 John 1, 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from that unrighteousness. Point G. Depend on the Holy Spirit in your prayer life. Romans 8, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession with focus on groanings which cannot be uttered. The Holy Spirit is your helper, standby and teacher, strengthener, comforter, intercessor, counselor. Depend on him when you pray. Operate in faith instead of feelings. The word is your evidence. God will confirm his word when you pray in faith. Rely on the Holy Spirit in Mark chapter 16, verse 30. Point H, learn to pray for others. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks to be made for all men. This is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Learn to make intercession for others. Pray for their needs, and your needs will be met. And I, always base your prayer on the word of God. For prayer based on the word is based on God's will. God's will is his word. Ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, in James chapter 4, verse 3. Pray the answer to the problem in the situation or the situation. Don't pray the problem. God knows what the problem is even before we know the problem is, but God's looking for people to speak his word, the answer. God's word is the answer to every situation in life. Let us now go to the last point. J, spend time praying in the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, Jude chapter 20, take time to pray for others in tongues, specifically for the edification. It will keep you prepared at all times. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. The word edify, translated in the Greek, means the same as charging a battery. Praying in other tongues will keep you tuned into the Holy Spirit. It will help you overcome the wickedness of the flesh. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me today through these topics. The next part coming up is part 16 from the 17-part series. And the topic is called 10 Reasons Why Every Believer Should Speak in Tongues.